The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us on the line right now is Allegheny County Commissioner William Valentine, Bill Valentine. And he's here to talk about a big controversy there in Allegheny County, Maryland, that has to do with a Ten Commandments monument that is on the courthouse grounds. And someone has taken exception to that. And there's a battle, a legal battle, that's about to take place. Good morning to you, Commissioner Valentine.
Good morning. How you doing?
All right. So who wants to take away the Ten Commandments monument there on the courthouse grounds?
It's a gentleman by the name of Dr. Jeffrey Davis, a gentleman at one time worked at a hospital in Allegheny County that was operated by the Sisters of Charity,
who
evidently doesn't have any problem with making a living working for a religious organization, but he feels that this monument is an infringement on his First Amendment rights.
Now, do I have it correctly that in 2004 he made this case and actually did get the commissioners to remove the monument, but there was a public hue and cry to return it? Is that right?
Yes, that was a deal where he was complaining, so the commissioner said, well, okay, we'll just set it in storage someplace. And they had it removed, and the citizens of the county got up in arms, and so they brought it back. In fact, recently after this suit was filed, the local newspaper did a survey, and it came out about 25-1 people in favor of keeping the monument in place.
All right. So you brought it back, and it's been there ever since.
Yes. This thing was actually this so-called religious monument. We see it more as a historic monument. The courthouse is a historic building, and where the monument sits, we had to get a historic easement to set this monument there. So it is considered by the Historic Society as a historic item. These monuments were actually created to promote a movie that was made by Cecil B. DeMille.
Yeah, it has more to do with Hollywood than it has to do with the Old Testament, doesn't it?
Well, if you look at it, it doesn't have a cross on it anywhere. He's saying it's promoting Christianity over all other religions. Well, I've studied this thing top to bottom, and I don't see any symbols of Christianity on it anywhere. And the
Jeffrey Davis certainly doesn't have any Jewish friends, does he? My God.
Well, the thing about it, this monument even has what's known as the Eye of Providence on it, which that Eye of Providence actually is also known as the Eye of Osiris, which was an Egyptian god.
And it's also a symbol in the Masonic order, isn't it?
So, Masonic order is found in Hinduism. It's found in Buddhism. I really don't understand what his thinking is. If you read the Ten Commandments, yes, the first few refer to God, but in 14 or 1500 B.C. when this was written, who was God then? I mean, there are thousands of gods out there.
Yeah, I listen.
And then the rest of it is just social law. In fact, our laws are sort of based on numbers 6 through 10 of the Ten Commandments. So we see it as a historic item.
Sure.
And we think we're on pretty strong
Yeah, and let's not forget the U.S. Supreme Court has the Ten Commandments emblazoned on the wall, amongst other artifacts as well, or other images, I should say. You know, honestly, when a judge sees a complaint by a guy who claims that the a symbol of the Ten Commandments is meant to raise Christianity above all other religions, it should just be thrown out at that point. I mean, it has something to do with the Jewish religion, last I checked. Brian said this is a big controversy up there, but I wonder, I mean, is it really controversial? This guy is doing this on his own behalf, but the community, there's no real controversy other than just this guy, right?
That's it. I mean, he's the only one raising a stink about it. He's been trying to get the thing removed for the last 10 or 12 years. And the interesting thing about it, the monument actually is inscribed that it was presented to the people of Cumlin in 1957 by the Order of the Erie 215.
Uh-huh.
And actually, these monuments were sent around the country. And
all over the place.
Yeah, they were all over the country, right.
But the gentleman that sent them out was a judge in Minnesota.
There you go. But, sir, I got to ask you this, because this has been done. It's not just on a monument like this, but other religious symbols that are part of county seals or in county buildings. ACLU and other organizations and individuals, they sue counties and make them defend this stuff, and you end up having to spend taxpayers' money to defend this. So you're having to actually do this. You're going to get outside counsel. How much is this going to cost?
Well, actually, we've been in touch with three different organizations that we're vetting now and seeing who we think could handle the job best. And all three of these organizations would do it pro bono.
There you go.
Now, if he would win the suit, he's asking for punitive damages. He's asking for us to have to cover his cost of filing this suit.
Yeah. But
I don't even know what the punitive damages would be. What cost do you put on somebody saying, I don't like the looks of that? And actually, this monument sits well to the side of the walkway going into the courthouse. It's not like you have to walk
past it
every
right.
time you go in the courthouse. You actually have to walk across the lawn and get within about 2 feet of it, because it's so weather-worn, you can hardly even read what's on the thing anymore.
Well, let me just ask you, this is not the first time these kinds of cases have been brought, and as I understand it, the case law is pretty much on your side, is it not?
We feel it is. We truly feel it is, and we think the big argument is this monument was never a religious artifact. It was never inside a church. It was a prop for promoting a movie. And it states clearly on there that it was presented by the Order of the Eagles, and it sits on a historic easement, which says the state has verified that this is a historic relic, not
All right.
a religious relic.
Excellent.
Well, listen, good luck in your battle. Keep us apprised of this, and when it gets closer and there's getting close to resolution, we'd love to talk to you again.
Okay, I've got your number. I'll give you
All right, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Allegheny County Commissioner William Bill Valentine, who's fighting the battle to protect a monument that honors the Ten Commandments there in
the movie.
This Valentine's Day, create a space that feels warm and welcoming with help from Menards. Whether it's a small refresh or a big project, Menards has the tools and materials you need. Build something together and make your home a place you both love coming back to. Don't forget the sweets for your sweetheart. Get a 6-ounce bag of Russell Stover chocolate candies for $3.99 now through February 14th. Save big money and finish your projects together at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, like, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.